ag weather was the focus of a keynote presentation at the South Dakota Soybean Ag Outlook last week. Nutrien Ag Solutions atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass reviewed the 2025 growing season, which was marked by early moisture and late season dryness. Autumn temperatures remained above average until Thanksgiving, when the pattern shifted, and Snodgrass states cold air is flowing down from Canada in a system known as an Alberta Clipper.
And they clip across the northern plains of the United States, and each one kind of brings a little shot of snow, but they will keep quite a bit of cooler air around. If we're going to get any hint of a small warm-up, it's going to be that, just a short few hours, maybe 10, 12 hours of warmer conditions that may take us back over freezing, but we are more likely going to be seeing more colder air than warmer air through the next 10 to 15 days, and probably leading even up to Christmas. I'd say that our probability of having a white Christmas is pretty good this year up here.
Snodgrass believes this cold Canadian air will likely stay in place for a majority of the winter due to a displaced polar vortex and a waning La Nina.
So I wouldn't bank on there being a warm winter overall, which means, yeah, that's going to increase costs of feeding and then, of course, bedding and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of times when you follow up a really cold winter with what spring might look like, we tend to do okay. We don't break out super wet, but we tend to get the right amount of precipitation and we green up pretty quickly. And there's good indications going into 2026 that, based off some historical analogs, that we could have some good spring and early summer rain.
As of now, this spring outlook is not very clear, as weather systems like El Niño or La Niña may not be in place, leaving other forces to shape the weather. But Snodgrass explains predictions for the growing season should be fairly firm by late April or early May. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.